show. It is a Wednesday, June the 23rd, 2021. You are on the air with Glenn Coble and Scott Spears, and somebody covered up my mic info here. I should tape this someplace else, but then people would say, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? That's what they would do. Glenn is on green, and green is three. There we go. All right, now you're on, Glenn. I do want to remind people, though, that the Caledonia Yard sales are this weekend, so take advantage of that. That'll also be on Swap Shop tomorrow, and we had a Swap Shop's becoming a thing.
Yeah, we're getting more people.
Well, I had somebody call in yesterday morning during my show and ask when it was on, and then I had a call from a different person who called overnight. Well, I think they called yesterday at noon. They thought it was a daily show.
Yeah.
And I called him back and said it's only on Thursdays. So it's picking up. Word is getting around about that show.
Yeah, well, you know, we were up to about 9 or 10 calls a
before the pandemic.
Yeah, the pandemic. That's one every 4 minutes. That's not too bad. I think I had, including the ones that we get mailed in to us, I probably had 8 or 10 last week, counting the ones that were on the...
Well, it must be getting steam.
Yeah, I think so. And people want to get out. I've seen a lot more yard sales. You know, that's something that surprises me, that people don't call in their yard sales. It's free advertising. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, that's true. And I think they probably will, as I think they open up more and also become more. I think one of the problems, because clearly we do not have a lack of listeners.
Right.
I think the issue with our Swap Shop is it's one day a week.
Yeah, it is.
And it's just, it's the way it is right now. Because of staffing issues. And as I said this morning, if the need becomes, we'll figure out a way to have it on more often. But my guess is, if it were a daily, that it would be wall-to-wall calls.
Well, I don't know about wall-to-wall, but we would certainly get a lot more because people would be used to it. They're not used to it one day a week.
Well, I've just noticed that daily shows... Like, we tend to be more, well, daily, we are on in the morning. 5 days a week, we're on in the morning. So people carry over to the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock shows because the 8, 9 person is saying, hey, we've got more shows today. But when there's a gap in the day, sometimes that's a little more difficult to, if you go to a gap of repeats, and then come back with a live show later in the day until people get used to it.
Well, we don't have that problem with the Swap Shop, though, because it immediately follows my other show.
Right. But I think for a long time, it was just handled. Like, when we started doing the station, Swap Shop was on, and Sean used to host it. But the problem was, is I think sometimes because of the lack of calls early on, you get off talking about other things, and people tuning in don't know what they're listening to.
Well, I tried during COVID, I tried to remind people that we understood we weren't going to get a lot of calls because of COVID, but we're doing Swap Shops. So if you have anything that you want to announce, that's the way I would do it. And I think we kept some people listening. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're fine. I just think that's a lot of cases what has happened.
I've been stunned. You told me, and I did not believe you. I bow down to you, to your knowledge. I did not think that on my show, having Family Feud stuff on there would do well. It's wall-to-wall phone calls.
Well, I you know, it's funny because anybody who's ever wanted to come to this station and do a show or be a guest, a lot of people will ask you how many people are listening. And I guess when you, like a conversation like we're doing now, or if we are just talking, a lot of times there's not a lot of calls involved.
No, they want to listen to our conversation.
I say, now listen, this is not indicative of the audience, because if you listen to a game show like Nate Redmond, or you listen to Family Feud, whoever's doing it, or you listen to a thing like I was doing this morning, you're going to see who's listening.
Yeah.
Because they don't just come in for those shows, because we don't even advertise when they're on.
Right.
So, but I think people think that's a line. I think they say, oh, he's just telling me that. Really, listen.
Yeah, well, stop down someday when we're doing one of those and stand at the door and watch how many phone calls we
right.
get.
Right, it's audience.
You can't keep up with it.
It's audience participation.
Yeah, they love it.
Well, it's funny because the mayor was calling in yesterday for something, and I was doing just a thing on my toilet. And I'll tell you. I'll tell you in a second.
I wish you hadn't said
but
that.
But the mayor said he kept getting the busy signal. So there you go. You know, how many people get the busy signal?
Well, that's true.
Well, here's the thing about the toilet. The commode is what I prefer to say. But the other night, I have two commodes in my house. One in the front of the house, which is for guests, and one in the back of the house, which is off my bedroom, where the shower and all that is. Matter of fact, both of them have a shower, but it's the shower that I use. Well, the commode in my bedroom was having some kind of an issue where the water would run. So a few nights ago, I took the lid off of it, and I was messing around with that floater, I guess is what it's called. And I got it to work, but it made me nervous because I didn't want to leave for 8 hours and have the water run. So I still shut the water back off even after I'd fixed it. So I guess it would have been Monday night. Monday night, when I got off work, I came home. And I thought, well, I'm going to be here for a while, so I'm going to go in and turn the water on and see how everything's going. So I lifted the top off the commode, and I was fooling around with that ball, and behind me, I hear a crash.
Oh, no.
The lid hit the floor.
Oh.
Porcelain and all, shattered into a million pieces.
Yikes.
So, Monday night, I go to Menards and find out you cannot buy...
A lid alone?
A lid.
No?
No.
Really?
No, you can buy floaters, you can buy handles, you can buy seats, you can buy tanks, but you cannot buy a lid.
So you have to buy the whole tank.
Well, I don't like this because here's the problem. If I have to buy the tank, number one, it's $67 for the tank.
Oh, man.
And then... Clearly, I don't know how to put a tank on a toilet, so I'm going to have somebody come put it on.
It's pretty easy. You can figure it out.
You think?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I did it.
Well, there's that. And then the other thing of it is that somebody did find a lid, I think on eBay, $65.
Yeah, they want all the full price.
And $20 for shipping.
Oh, my.
For the lid.
Yeah.
No, well, this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, yeah.
So I told somebody they could go into a business right now, multi-million-dollar business. All you have to do, figure out something you could fashion on the top of a commode that would take the place of a lid that was broken that would be universal.
Yeah, I got it figured out.
Oh, we'll go right ahead.
Saran wrap.
No. What do you do? What would you do in this situation?
I think I'd buy a new toilet, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, you can get a toilet for $150.
Well, I understand that, but I can't believe, because honestly, if you could go and buy the lid, you would just clink. That's all you'd have to do.
Yeah. And they probably are fairly universal in size, I would think.
Well, apparently not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I don't get it.
I don't either. Well, you know what? I bet there's a junkyard somewhere in town, and I don't know where junkyards are. I used to know where junkyards were because I would buy stuff and make stuff, but I don't know any in town. But I bet there's one in town where you can go and find one.
Well, here's what I'm going to say, because so many people asked me what it was yesterday. I had messages. It's a ProFlow toilet.
Okay.
ProFlow toilet, and the part... is 7469C, as in cat.
You better say that again. Nobody had their pencils out.
ProFlow.
ProFlow.
ProFlow toilet.
Yeah.
7469C, as in cat, is the part number for the lid.
Okay.
Okay.
My guess is still that you can go to a junkyard and find, you know, pick up two lids. They'll charge you $5. And bring them back, and one of them will at least somewhat fit. Now, do have to be careful, though, because some of them, if they fit too low on it, they won't let that little handle come up, and it'll just keep flowing.
Does anybody have any ideas? Because I'm willing to accept
anything.
I'm
giving you the best I got.
Well, honestly, what I'm thinking of doing is getting a piece of wood, flat wood. No, hold on.
Okay.
Don't grimace at me yet. I'm going to get a piece of flat wood, and I'm going to drape over the flat wood some kind, you know, I'll go to Joann Fabrics or one at Hobby Lobby and get a nice piece of cloth, put over top of it, and then set books on the back of the toilet.
That would work. Or you could get that, they make it's kind of a rubberized, it's like screen. It's not really screen. You can see through it because it has holes. But a rubberized stuff that, oh, there goes a mouse.
Really?
Yes. he went into the kitchen, so it's okay.
Adam, you're going to have to get the people in here.
Anyway, the rubberized stuff.
Did you alert the listening audience?
I'm sorry. There was no mouse. It was a.
Oh, jeez, Glenn.
Anyway, this stuff is intended to go over.
Nobody will ever come back in here now.
That's all right. We'll be free.
Gee whiz.
No, we'll have to. Anyway, this rubberized stuff fits over stuff in bathrooms so that it doesn't slide off. And you might be able to use that type of stuff.
Well, like I say, I'll take all suggestions. 740-383-9944. Will you stop?
I was just making sure that it
wasn't
kept
a mouse.
Going. Yes, it was.
It was. Glenn!
No, it wasn't a mouse. Of course it wasn't a mouse. It was a...
Lord have mercy.
4-inch long cockroach with a tail.
I wonder if people working with like Jack Brickhouse was this difficult or Harry Carey.
Have I ever told you my Jack Brickhouse story?
I think you have, but do it again. People probably haven't. You know, okay. We got new listeners.
I was a young man. I was going into intercollegiate athletics.
Hold on.
We got a phone call.
Pause the Jack Brickhouse story. Jeez, Louise. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Shaw.
Hey, Chip.
My birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Chip. 40 years old today, right?
Yeah.
Over the hill.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Chip, well, he's a town celebrity.
Yes,
works
he is.
Out at the Kroger on Delaware Avenue. Now, people need to go out to... Chip, you working tonight?
No.
Oh, you're off on your birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, me on vacation.
Wow. Oh, vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, you going to do anything fun for your birthday today, Chip? Going to go to eat? Where are you going to go?
Red Robin.
Red Robin, you're going down to Columbus?
Yeah.
Nice. Who are you going with?
My co-worker.
Oh, really? Which one?
Well, work with me.
What's the name, Chip?
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny. Good. Good.
Yeah.
How's your mom doing?
Good.
Good. How's your sister?
Good.
Well, Chip, how's it feel to be an old man now, 40 years old?
Yeah.
You heading into retirement soon, Chip?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Chip, happy birthday. You do a lot of great work out there at the Kroger on Delaware Avenue, and when you get back from vacation, people will have to stop and tell you happy birthday.
Yeah.
And
you play Las Vegas to me, too.
Oh, okay. I'll work on that, Chip. I know you love the Ox Baker. And, Chip, now you got the dog with the canine unit named after you, right?
Yeah.
That's a great thing. Well, Chip, the happiest of birthdays, and keep on listening. Maybe people will call in and say happy birthday to our friend Chip. Thank you, Chip.
Happy birthday, Chip.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, there is a great, great guy. I had more fun working with Chip when I did. He's the best. Stop leaning around?
I'm just trying to make sure he's staying in the kitchen.
Who?
Large cockroach.
Need a taser in a second for you. Go ahead.
Anyway, Jack Brickhouse. Yes, I was probably in my early 30s. I had just gotten a job at DePaul University. Jack Brickhouse, I found out, was going to be in a press box that I was going to go. A friend of mine ran the athletic department at Northwestern, and he invited me to come over and help him in the press box so I could learn the game. Because I was at DePaul University, and we didn't have a press box because we didn't have football. So anyway, I went to visit, and I walked up. My mother had loved Jack Brickhouse all her life. She was a huge Cubs fan. And I walked up and went into the press box, and there's Jack. And he's holding court with about four or five guys. And they're all standing there, and they're laughing and telling lies and stories and stuff like that. And so I thought, well, I got to introduce myself and tell, so I can tell my mom I met him. I went over to him and I said, "Hi, Jack. I'm Glenn Coble. I'm the new sports information director at DePaul University." And he said, "So what?"
So what kind of story is that, Glenn?
I didn't like Jack Brickhouse from then on.
Did he say it with
indignant,
nastiness?
Very indignant, yes. Like, why are you bothering me? You know, and really? It would be different if I was just a fan, but I was somebody he might have to deal with in sports information.
Well, maybe he took you the wrong way.
A lot of people take me the wrong way.
No, I'm just saying, because my because the story, to me, if Jack Brickhouse is holding court, sounds like he likes a group of people around him.
Yeah, he did, but they were all older guys, about my age. Back then, they were, you know, all in their 60s, maybe 70s. And, yeah, they were all laughing at him and with him and stuff like that. And I'm sure he was enjoying himself, but I didn't jump in and force myself on it. I waited till conversation had stopped and nobody was really talking, and I just introduced myself.
Were all these people around?
Yeah, and they all laughed at me.
Well, see, that's probably what happened.
Maybe he was trying to get a laugh out of him. I don't know.
Well, just maybe he was still, you know, holding court in his mind.
Yeah, could have been, yeah.
Because I have found that sometimes.
I don't think you would ever have done that to me, nor do I think I would ever do that to anybody else.
Oh, no. I think it was wrong. I think sometimes, you know, I've had to, when I've interviewed people in person, which is a much different experience than on the phone.
Yeah.
A lot of times you do it after a show or a performance or a game. And what I notice is they get mobbed after a performance, or if they're a well-known person, by all these fans. And I've always found it best to stand back while that's all going on.
I think I did. I think I waited until it was a definite lull in the conversation. But, you know, I since then, my wife and I have talked about it, because it really hurt my feelings. We've talked about it, and I've forgiven him for it, but he's passed anyway. So.
Well, maybe it was just... because I you know, and I never knew him, but I've talked to his wife, and his wife is such a nice woman.
She is a nice lady.
And I just can't see him being mean-spirited. Now, and I loved him, but I could see Harry Carey being mean-spirited.
Now, Harry was always... Have I ever told you my Harry Carey
story? Go ahead.
Well, we lost... let's see. Oh, we had an announcer that was being very obnoxious, and we had just gone to the Final Four, so we were looking for somebody good. We had a guy, I can't remember his name, and I'm going to forget it anyway, so I'm going to leave it off, but we were looking for a new guy. And so my athletic director, who was a priest, he said, "I want you to go and find somebody that can take such and such's place, and he needs to be really a big name. He needs to be good." And he said, you know, people like Harry Carey, or because Harry was working at the White Sox at the time, or Milo Hamilton, or, and he gave me several names that he thought would be good. So I called up. I was given the number of Harry Carey, and the phone answers, "Cubby Bear." "Cubby Bear? I'm looking for Harry Carey." "Hey, Harry, somebody's on the phone for you." You hear in the background, "Who is it?" And the guy said, "I don't know." So he handed him the phone, and I said, "Hi," told him who I was. And he was obviously very well lubricated by that time. It was not a game day or anything, and he was pretty well lubricated. And so I went back to Father Gilo, and I said, "Father Bob, I really don't think we should hire Harry Carey."
So did you have any kind of conversation with him?
Oh, yeah, we had a short conversation. I told him that my mother had always thought he was funny and stuff like that. And I talked to be courteous. I didn't talk because I wanted to know anything, because I gave, upon hearing him that blasted, I really didn't think he would be a good spokesman for DePaul University, which is a Catholic university. So we ended up with Milo Hamilton, who was very good.
Well, it's interesting, because I interviewed Milo Hamilton.
I know you did.
And Milo hates Harry Carey.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Hated him with a passion.
Well, I didn't know he hated him that badly.
Well, a matter of fact, Milo wrote a book on his career, and there's a chapter, whole chapter, I hate Harry Carey.
I wonder if that's why he came to work for us, because I told him that story about Harry.
He just hated him. And they worked together for a period. You know, it's weird because...
I didn't remember that.
Well, when Harry came over to the Cubs, when Brickhouse retired, Milo Hamilton was Brickhouse's co-broadcaster.
Okay.
So for a minute, Milo Hamilton was there with Harry, and I think that's where the animosity started to come from.
Well, a lot of people that I knew that worked with Harry, and I knew a lot of people at WGN because they did all of our, when I was at DePaul, they did all of our televised games. So I got to know them quite well. And a lot of the people, they would always say, I really like Harry. Harry is funny as all get out, but... And there was always a but. You know, he can really be a pain in the neck for doing this or doing that. He had some bad habits.
Well, it's interesting to me because something I learned, Harry Carey's phone number was always listed in the phone book.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh? I talked to his wife years later, and she said he believed in that because he always wanted to be accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's a good idea.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was... I think Harry Carey worked at being a celebrity. I don't think Jack Brickhouse did. I think he became one, but I don't think he worked at it.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah,
I think I agree with that. Just in knowing, and I did have some dealings with Jack Brickhouse from an arm's length. After that incident, I didn't ever go to him and ask him for anything. But I thought both of them were very professional in the way they handled their job in different ways. Harry knew his stuff. He really did know that stuff. But he was kind of the town clown. And Jack knew his stuff and was very serious about it. So, yeah.
Well, but I think the difference is here in those two stories is I think you were approaching Harry from a business point of view.
Yes.
And Jack, you were not.
No, yeah, you're right.
I think if you called Jack Brickhouse up and said, Jack, you know, I work for this place and we're looking for a bra, I bet you would have had a completely different experience with him.
Probably would have, especially if I had caught him away from his buddies that he was trying to impress.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of times when people introduce you with a title, I think you get, a lot of times you feel like, are they trying to justify their coming up to you?
That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's just Jack Brickhouse puts his pants on the same way that anybody does. If I want to walk over to Jack Brickhouse, I don't think I have to introduce myself.
Yeah. That's your personality. That's not my personality. I would feel guilty if I just walked and bothered someone.
I'm not a fan, really, of anybody.
Yeah, I know you're not.
Right. And I think that's always worked well for me, because if I was a fan, I think it would be much harder to say a nasty question or be that close to somebody, because I think you would be... like inhibited or something.
Well, that's one of the problems I've always had with interviews, is I always have to fight my inner fandom about these things, and I know how much most of them don't like to be treated like they're something... They like to be treated like they're something special. They would be disappointed if you didn't treat them that way, but they don't want you to make a big thing out of it, and they don't want you to pretend like you're important because you know them.
Right, and I never understood, you know, I don't know, I don't get it. It's different to me. And I always said the people in Columbus seem to have that disease more than anybody else, because it seems like they really wanted you to be aware of who they were.
Really?
It seemed that way.
That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I know, and I'm not going to mention their names, but I know a basketball coach and a football coach from the Columbus area who are kind of prima donnas.
Well, there you go. There are a lot of those, I would imagine.
Yeah, oh, there are a lot.
Now, we did get some entries this morning into our contest, and we do have a few questions left, so maybe we'll try this.
Let's go for it.
Let's go for it. Here we go. These are all restaurant-themed questions. Where would you go if you're craving sky-high mud pie? There you go.
I bet that's
a copyrighted name.
I bet it is.
Where would you go if you were craving sky-high mud pie? What is the correct answer there? The restaurant, 740-383-9944. So far, we've got Lee, Sarah, Trish, Charlene, Mary in the competition for tomorrow. And again, the competition will be to win our last giveaway from Sugar Creek that came by way a month ago of cool. Sugar Creek. So the question is, where would I go to get sky-high mud pie? 740-383-9944.
Now, can you get sky pie in the eye?
Well, I imagine you could. Depends on how messy you were.
I'm liking the rhyming in this.
Sky-high mud pie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think mud pie is?
Oh, it's
chocolate pie?
Yeah, it's
you think?
Chocolate.
Chocolate pie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like chocolate pie?
I don't really like chocolate.
I'm not a big fan of chocolate pie.
No. So where would you go to get this sky-high mud pie?
Not what my house.
No, it wouldn't be there. Does your wife like mud pie?
I don't think I've ever seen my wife eat any chocolate pie, no.
All right, maybe this comes, here comes an answer that maybe we'll get somebody in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would that be Skyline Chili?
Not Skyline Chili. What's the other one?
Skyline Chili.
Not Skyline Chili. Good guess, though.
That's a great guess, yeah.
Not Skyline Chili.
That would be perfect with the name. Skyline Chili with the
sky-high mud pie. Where are you going to go to get the sky-high mud pie?
You could do a whole thing of questions around all these different places that make that type of chili.
Well, I think that's what I'm doing here.
Well, I mean, specifically, you know, there's Gold Crest Chili, there's Skyline Chili,
Did you see I brought the typewriter in?
Yeah, oh, why did you do that?
Well, because sometimes I feel the need in the morning to type out a letter here.
I think you're mad at me, but those are all dirty words you're typing in there.
Well, it's just nothing like the sound of a typewriter, is there?
No.
And then you do this, you do,
ding.
Yeah, you do, well.
You're not going to do it, it's kind of stuck.
Boy, if the props work properly, then we'd be okay.
If my wife was here, she could do that. She's a really good typist.
She's a good typist?
And she's very fast at it, too. Yeah. And she takes shorthand.
Listen to how fast I type.
Yeah, one finger at a time. One key at a time, too.
That's how you do this. Oh, there it is.
Oh, but no ding.
No, there did ding the first time.
Was there a ding?
Yeah, there was a ding. There's no ding for the correct answer on who has sky-high mud pie.
Why did you bring that old piece of that old anchor in?
Don't you? Because it's a great sound effect in the morning when I'm typing out a letter. You know, when I'm writing somebody in anger.
Okay. All right. Now you don't have. Oh, you do have paper in there, so you're not putting ink on your roller.
See, dear Governor DeWine.
I read that upside down and backwards, and that's not what you put in.
Why are we still... Oh, my key got stuck. Why are we still doing...
Do you think those things are worth anything? I watch American Pickers quite often. They pick up some of these old typewriters, and I think, well, I used to have one of those. And I threw it away.
That was a mistake.
Yeah,
get ready for the ding.
It was, yeah. Okay, I'm
there
waiting.
It was.
Well, it wasn't a very loud ding.
Oh, jeez.
You're like my wife.
We're not getting the sky-high mud pie. Who has the sky-high mud pie? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. You can get in on the competition tomorrow. What we will do is we will call somebody between 8 and 10, ask them one final trivia question, and if they get it right, they'll win the mystery gift from Sugar Creek.
That always makes me wonder when I'm going to get a mystery gift. Quite often online, you get the message, "You just won!" They don't tell you what you won. So you're suckered into going to their page. You go to their page. You can't find what you won. You go all the way to the end. You spend a half an hour going to the end of their pages, and you find out that you won the chance to get a new cell phone if you did this and that.
Nobody's suckering anybody here. Go ahead, caller.
Red Robin?
Not Red Robin. Good guess, though.
That's where Chip's going, though.
That's where Chip's going tonight for dinner for his 40th birthday. Where would you go if you wanted Sky High Mud Pie? 740-383-9944. Sky High Mud Pie. Bonus chances to get into the competition for tomorrow.
Down on the bayou. That's where you get.
So who's going to be on with, what's going to be the topics today with you and Dr. Feynman?
Well, they're all over the place, and now, here's my phone. We're going to talk about craziness, and if you want to hear me go off, you might want to listen.
Oh, you're angry.
Oh, I am very angry.
What are you angry about?
Well, I'm angry at that thing that they won't even vote to talk about something. How ignorant is that? And why in the world do we have people voting for people that don't want to correct the problems we have in the United States? And we have a lot of people voting for people that don't want to do anything. And so I'm going to get off on that.
All right.
So I hope you have your insurance paid up.
Stay tuned for that at 12:15. You and the good doctor.
Good doctor is going to be on, yep.
Yep, all right. No Sky High Mud Pie, though.
We may have to have the good doctor figure out why I was assassinated. You know, that's his.
Well, yeah,
that's his bailiwick.
Yeah, he likes that assassination thing.
Yeah, he does.
Not many of them have been assassinated, though.
Not many of who?
Presidents.
Oh, yeah. Not too many.
Just Lincoln and Kennedy.
Seven, I think.
I think McKinley. I think seven have died. I don't think they all were assassinated.
Because
William Henry Harrison was out in the rain too long, and Harding died of a heart attack.
Didn't help that his wife tied him out in the rain.
Did she?
No,
my goodness gracious.
I made that up.
I can't believe nobody has ever had Sky High Mud Pie. Where do you get Sky
High?
No.
Okay.
Where do you get... That was more of an aside that I was going for. Where do you get the Sky High Mud Pie? What restaurante? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where do you get the Sky High Mud Pie? You look puzzled.
Yeah, I got a message on my phone that says, maybe, and it gives a name, and it says, you're welcome. What the heck does that mean?
Do you know the name?
I'm looking it up.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
We got a phone call.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Black Angus Steakhouse.
Black Angus Steakhouse. You have
that right?
Yes, that's where you get the Sky High Mud Pie. All right, Trish, I will put you in again here.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Trish is in again with the Sky High Mud Pie. It is the Black Angus. How about that?
That's cool. Where is the nearest Black Angus?
I don't know. Where is the nearest Black Angus? We would all love to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about Applebee's?
Not Applebee's. Good guess, though.
All right, thank you.
Not Applebee's. It is the Black Angus. Did you find out the name?
I found out who it was. It was a salesman.
Oh, a salesman. Well,
of course it
forget
was.
Forget that. All right, here's another one. Who has strawberry swirl cheesecake?
Ooh, boy, that sounds good. Do you like cheesecake?
It depends on what kind it is.
I like any cheesecake.
I don't like that thick cheesecake.
Oh, I do. I like anything.
But I like the fluffy.
Fluffy?
Yeah.
Cheesecake.
You ever have had fluffy cheesecake?
I like fluffy kittens. I like fluffy dogs, but I don't think I like fluffy cheesecake.
Fluffy, like Jell-O brand.
Oh, okay.
All right, with a graham cracker crust.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
I missed who you said was the Oreo shake.
Oh, the Oreo shake. Hold on, let me grab that here. I have that paper here. The Oreo shake.
Oh, that was Pizza Hut, wasn't it?
No, not Pizza Hut. It was, where was the Oreo shake from? Gosh, where's my answer key here?
You're in trouble.
I know.
See, you caught him sleeping.
No, that's the hand scoop. Okay, here we go. Jack in the Box.
Alrighty, thank you very much.
Thank you, bye-bye. It was Jack in the Box.
Now, why would you want the answer to that question? See,
because people want knowledge, Glenn, unlike you.
Yeah. You've perked all these people up.
Well,
they were sleeping peacefully, and you woke them up.
Maybe she wants an Oreo shake. She'll go get one now at the Jack in the Box.
There you go.
Who has the strawberry swirl cheesecake? 740-383-9944.
I think the Jack in the Box is probably as close as the Black Angus.
I don't know
where there are any of those.
740-383-9944. Where is the strawberry swirl cheesecake?
Have you ever eaten at an In-N-Out Burger out in California?
I don't think so.
Oh, they're good. Wow. Oh, well. They don't have any mud pie, though.
Do you remember what the name of the mud pie was?
I have no idea. I forgot.
Sky High Mud Pie.
Well, you know, if it's Sky High, that would be, you know, pretty related to California. There are a lot of Sky High people out in California.
You got 6 minutes here, folks. 6 minutes to tell me where strawberry swirl cheesecake comes from.
I used to work at the credit union, and I'd bring cheesecake back there.
You know who used to love that? Jack Brickhouse.
Jack Brickhouse loved cheesecake.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Long John Silver's.
Not Long John. You know, people keep saying Long John Silver's.
I Googled
that. I just want a big piece of fish with some tartar sauce and some hush puppies. Thank you.
Some cheesecake on the side would be nice.
I'll take it. Little strawberry swirl. Thank you. Strawberry swirl cheesecake. Where can you get the strawberry swirl?
I don't even think they have desserts at Long John Silver's, do
they? It's been so long since I've been
there. Yeah, I haven't been there.
Love the fish.
I did too.
740-383-9944.
It's not
strawberry
good for you.
Swirl.
Well, I mean, it's...
Do you know that I'm talking?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't care.
I'm conducting a quiz show over here, Glenn.
But I don't care.
No, but did you know that we're trying to give away a secret mystery gift?
Yeah, that's going to be a chance at
no, no, this is a good gift.
Okay.
Good gift. You can't even buy it in Marion.
Okay.
Ooh. Go ahead.
That's good.
Wow. You're really promoting these things. Do that again. You can't buy it in Marion.
Ooh.
Well, that's good to hear. We'll just get that on a loop somewhere around here. Where do you get the strawberry? Every time I'm going to announce a prize now, I'm going to clip that out of you. Woo! That'll be good. We're going to win Zumbezi Bay tickets this morning. Woo!
I like that.
Yeah, there you go. Strawberry swirl cheesecake. Where do you get it? 5 minutes left to go here in this hour. 740-383-9944.
Was I supposed to talk?
Well, now don't talk. Now that you got free moment, don't hold your tongue now.
I was being chastised for talking, so I didn't want to talk.
Interrupting, not talking.
Oh, I'm good at interrupting.
Jeez. Go ahead, caller.
I've never heard of this place, but Carl Jr.
Oh, yeah. It's related to...
you know what? Is that a Google answer?
It is.
Carl, you are right. I don't know what Carl Jr.'s is. Where are they?
It's related to some other big name chain that you would know, and I can't remember right off the top of my head.
Do we have any Carl Jr. info?
I had never heard of it.
Yeah, you'd know it. I mean, you'd know it with the restaurant that it's associated with. But
well, let me get your phone number down here so tomorrow morning I can give you a call.
Hello?
Me?
Yes, yeah. Go ahead. No, well, certainly not Glenn. I'm not going to give him a call tomorrow morning.
Nobody likes me.
740-262-6042. All right, you are in the drawing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Not like I want to call you tomorrow morning. What are you doing, Glenn? I wouldn't even get the words out. You'd interrupt me.
I'd be here.
Carl Jr. Okay, here's a quick one with 3 minutes left to go. Now, this is a two answer. Two. Which two pizza places would you call for a cinnamon pizza? Two pizza places would you call for a cinnamon pizza? Go ahead, caller.
Carl Jr. is affiliated with Hardee's.
Yeah, just found that out. Yeah.
Interesting. So what do you get at Carl Jr.'s?
Well, you get about the same
stuff.
Some hamburger joints. They run specials with breakfast and big facial sandwiches. sandwiches and stuff they run.
Is there one close around here?
It's the same one as they would be having Desires. It's also Philly.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, hey, thanks for the info.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, two pizza places you would call for a cinnamon pizza. There are two of them. 740-383-9944. So you got to give me two here. Two places you would call for a cinnamon pizza. 740-383-9944. We've got Mary, Charlene, Trish, Jody, Lee, Sarah, all in our competition. And some multiples. I'm going to have to get another index card to write this all down.
You're going crazy with the entries there.
And we've got a whole nother hour, but only so many questions to go here. Which two pizza places would you call for cinnamon pizza? 740-383-9944. There are two. You got to give me two here. Can't give me one. And when?
I bet there are more than two.
Wait.
I know one for sure.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we'll see.
It's not on your list, though, I bet. It used to have.
How do you know it's on my list?
They used to have one here in town, and it's gone.
That is on my list.
Oh,
now,
never mind.
See what you've done?
Never mind. How about that for a hint?
Now you're tipping people off. Which two pizza places would you go to if you wanted a cinnamon pizza? Two of them. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About a minute left here. If you want to get in on this competition, we're coming back for a whole nother hour. Don't forget Progressive Life today, 12 to 1 with Glenn and the Doctor. Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redmond doing something similar to this today, 4 to 5. Yes. And then Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7 tonight here on this station. What two pizza places would you go to if you wanted a cinnamon pizza, a cinnamon pizza, two pizza places. Anybody going to be brave enough to venture a guess before we go to break? 740-383-9944. I guess not. Okay, we're going to break. Think about it. We're coming back with the question. Which two pizza places would you call if you wanted a cinnamon pizza? Talk to you in 15 minutes. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you, yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true?